You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
Whilst we're having conversations of energy, we're going to be taking a look at the world of liquefied natural gas and what opportunities lie in that respect. For that conversation, I'm joined on the line by the gas sector lead at the Standard Bank Group, Paul Erdi-Taylor, to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of it. Paul, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Looking at the energy mix that South Africa finds itself confronted with, but also the African continent, how important and how strategic a role does LNG then play in not just our own energy ambitions, but also the energy market broadly?
From an SA perspective, it can be very interesting. SA is pretty unique. The world has 25% gas as a source of primary energy. South Africa has 3%. The world has 22% gas to power, South Africa has 0%. So there's clearly a big gap in the market from a South African perspective. From an African continent perspective, multiple countries already produce LNG. More of those countries will increase, especially Mozambique, but also markets like Senegal, Mauritania, and so on.
Paul, you mentioned Mozambique, and I just thought back to the Mozambique gas pipeline that was shut down recently, or that intends to, I suppose we're in the process of decommissioning that that pipeline coming through into South Africa. South Africa's been having conversations around a gas cliff that's been confronting us for quite a number of years. That clearly means then that we have a problem where it relates to liquefied natural gas. We know that we've recently looked to commission or to approve a new power plant for liquefied natural gas in Richards Bay. I want to get your thoughts now around perhaps how it is that all of these factors, especially from an infrastructure perspective, start to come together for the LNG picture in South Africa.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Romco line has supplied the country very well for over 20 years. The supply from Mozambique is organically declining. It's entirely normal. All gas fields reduce over time. So the argument that's been made is there's an awful lot of gas around the world. When you have gas in big deposits and it can be frozen and shipped, that's called LNG, liquefied natural gas. And the argument is that South Africa can receive the natural gas through a port, new port in Richards Bay, and also one in Matola. And that can go into power stations and can supply industry and also transport, among others. So it's very available. It gives the country absolute energy security, but there is a slightly higher price for those customers who previously relied on pipe gas.
Paul, let's talk about the financing of the overall gas infrastructure projects that we have in South Africa. We know that financing of any infrastructure projects are capital intensive at best, and that's putting it mildly, but especially when we look at these sorts of projects that have long-term useful lives that require long-term infrastructure financing. How does a bank like Standard Bank, that is the largest on the African continent, that specializes in ensuring that it's able to unlock new markets, how do you start to think about the financing of these gas projects on a long-term basis?
Well, from a big picture perspective, the country in SA has a lot of advantages. It has a very strong banking sector. We're part of it, but there are also other banks. So there is the money available to do that. And what we tend to do is we look at what's been done elsewhere in the world, and we draw the lessons from it, and we say, why can't this be done in South Africa? Or if it can be done, what needs to change and adapt? There's many markets around the world that have imported LNG for decades. Good examples, Japan, Korea, even markets that had extensive indigenous production are now importing LNG. Good example, UK, Indonesia come in. So ourselves and our banking peers are willing to support such projects. We can see the benefits for the country's energy security, the alleviation of load shedding, the balancing of the increase in renewable electricity. And it's really a question of just how do we sit together, how do we structure it and make it all work for 62 million South Africans.
Perhaps the energy mix conversation around South Africa does need to be broadened beyond what we would traditionally have had as conversations. And perhaps that's where the liquefied natural gas market steps into the conversation. We'll leave this conversation on that note. Gas sector lead at the Standard Bank Group, Paul Erdi-Taylor, joining us to take a look at the role of liquefied natural gas, the opportunity set it presents in South Africa, and how it is that we could potentially unlock that. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
Look, being able to say my partner and I have traveled to 52 countries in 5 years is a great conversation starter. But that's not why I'm a client of Standard Bank Private. It's for moments like these. Babe, will you marry me?
It's not what you do that matters, but who you do it for. Get up to 50% back in UCount Rewards points on domestic and international flights. Search UCount Travel Mall to find out more. Standard Bank. It can be. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.